And then they would bury him at church?
Usually, there would be a family plot at the church.
And the church would have, every church would have a graveyard? Or?
Yeah, I think most of them do. All that I'm familiar with. There were a few family plots that would be on the actual farm. Now, I know one place we lived, there was a section set aside, and it had a wrought iron fence around it. And that was, it was the old. They had quit burying people there, but it was the old original settlers. That's where they were all buried.
I see those sometimes up on the side of the road.
We have a historical church right up here, just straight up the street on top of the hill, and it's the Hofshaw Chapel, and they've restored it, and there's some really, really old, and they went in and sandblasted the stones and stuff. It's so nice, pretty. Some of Abraham Lincoln's people's buried there. It's either his mother-in-law or his mother or grandmother or somebody.
They call them a cemetery if they're at the church or just a...
Well, I always remember them as being called graveyards.
Yeah.
I know, cemetery or a graveyard.
Do you ever hear them talking about any place being haunted? Like where?
I know one time we lived near a house that this man was supposed to have killed his wife there, and everybody would say he'd not walk by there after dark, that it was haunted and stuff like that.
Would they say there was a ghost in there, or?
They call them spots on the haunts.
Haints.
Supposed to be in spots on the floor where they bled and all that kind of stuff. I never encountered that. I really don't know.
Do you ever hear any different terms for devil?
The booger man. Satan. Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody was dying, would people have any different ways of saying that? Like to be polite or sometimes crude things they might say.
Like kick the bucket.
Yeah.
Passed away, usually they'd say.
Yeah.
So died.
Couple different illnesses, like when you have your joints, they start hurting.
Rheumatism.
Yeah.
Rheumatism. Or one of my grandmothers had a word for it. It wasn't rheumatism. Misery or something, she called it. I don't know. I remember now what she called it.
What about when they have to have their appendicitis out? Their appendix, I guess.
Usually they shorten it to appendicitis.
Yeah. They never call it anything else?
But I don't remember anybody ever having appendicitis until I was grown, so.
Some kind of colic, sometimes they used to call it, maybe.
I don't remember.
What about if somebody eats something that doesn't agree with them? What might they do? It comes back up.
Puke. Well, that's an awful word.
What if you wanted to say it a nice way? What would you say?
Throw up.
Or up chuck.